Jill, good morning. Thanks for the time, as always.
Good morning. How are you doing? How are you feeling about prices? Are you feeling better, worse? How are you feeling?
I feel sort of indifferent, Jill.
Oh, okay. Well, that actually makes a lot of sense because we've moved from outright blazing hot anger and despair to neutral. That sounds like a good, that's right. Isn't that progress?
I guess, or is it the fact that we've just resigned ourselves to the fact that it's not going to get any better?
Well, I think there's a couple of things going on, and it is true. We got a consumer price index out last week, and, you know, listen, inflation, the rate has come down dramatically from, you know, over 9% to around 3%, but getting from 3 to the Fed's target of 2 has been tough. And while the trend is sort of generally lower, we spent like the first half of the year at, say, 3 to 3.5%, now it's 2.5% to 3%, I think the real issue here is people are sort of getting used to it. So there's a few factors. One is that our wages have been rising overall, not for every person individually, but overall wages have been rising faster than the inflation rate for most of a year, okay? And so that's good. I think the other part is that if you own stocks or you own a house, the inflation story is not as hard to bear because those things have risen in value. And then I do think we're sort of getting used to this, and that's human nature. And I think of it like as if we were climbing up Everest, and we had to climb up Everest. What would we do? We'd go very slowly to get our bodies used to lack of oxygen.
Sure.
That's called acclimatizing. And, you know, we just didn't have that. We went from, felt like, you know, base camp one to the top of Everest really fast. We had to absorb those high interest rates and those high inflation rates really quickly. And now as we come down, I think we are sort of getting used to the fact that prices are higher. We're sort of generally not freaking out when we see the price tag at the grocery store, or you're not complaining in the same way when you get your auto insurance renewal. You might not like it, but you expect it. And that does a lot to help people cope with prices, and we're seeing that in surveys.
What about the price of homes? That seems to be driving this a little bit too, right?
Yes. I mean, look, if you own a house, your inflation experience is so different, right? Because you have this fixed, probably low interest mortgage. And so you don't have to worry about your rent going up every time you renew. And there are other costs of owning a home for sure. But I think that the housing market has been really hurt by the fact that we had this crazy COVID surge where people flooded into the market. We had people able to afford homes because mortgage rates were really low. And now it's just we don't have the mortgage rates are, you know, sort of around 6.5% for 30-year mortgages. We just don't have enough supply for the number of people who want homes. And it looks like we're going to have a year where I think we're going to have about 4 million homes sold. And that's bad for the United States. You know, we have so many people who want homes. They can't afford them. And I think that's a real sticking point in people's feelings around how am I surviving in this economy.
You mentioned the Fed earlier. The Fed's going to meet next week. How might they impact what we think from an inflation standpoint as we head into the holidays?
Well, you know, this will be their last meeting of the year. They start tomorrow. It concludes on Wednesday. And I think they're probably going to lower interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. You know, the Fed chair has been giving a lot of speeches leading up to this meeting. It appears that he's trying to telegraph that we're going to get a quarter of a percentage point drop at this meeting. You know, he is said, frankly, that the economy is doing pretty well. And the Fed itself projected that the economy wouldn't be as strong as it has been. So he said that, you know, the Fed can be a little more cautious in their getting rates down, but they're not going to wait too long because they know that high interest rates have a real impact, especially for lower-income homes, people who are carrying credit card debt or buying new cars with loans.
Anything else besides the Fed meeting that you're following this week?
Well, listen, I am following very closely my charge towards the vacation, and I think that you should do that too. No, I mean, listen, there aren't going to be that many things. There's going to be some housing data that come out later in the week. There's going to be another personal income and spending report. But, you know, for the next 2 weeks, essentially, once this Fed meeting is over, most of the economic data will have been released, or at least there's nothing that's going to be released that I think is going to move markets. That said, stocks have been really enjoying a huge, huge year. The S&P 500 is up almost 27%. The NASDAQ's up over 30%. So if you own any assets in a retirement account, it's probably been a pretty good year for you.
Jill Schlesinger, our CBS News business analyst. Last time we're going to talk this year. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you and your family. Look forward to visiting in the new year.
You betcha. You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.